Y'all just gonna have to bear with me for a minute this morning. You can be turning to Acts chapter number 1, I think. I just got to looking around while they are singing. I looked up this aisle and looked down this aisle and I looked up that aisle, and every section of this church I see prayers, my prayers. Not so much your prayers or the collective prayers of the church, but personally my prayers that have been answered. I don't want to leave somebody out. I know people sometimes love to be mentioned and sometimes they hate to be mentioned. But I was looking down this aisle, and of course there's Ashley and the baby and the miracle there, and just on and on and on. But God just drew my mind back there to Casey Crosby. One of the thickest-headed boys ever been in our church. Amen. Casey came to our school. His mom and dad came and got right with God and joined the church. God called Casey to preach. And I love my preacher boys. Not too very long after God called Casey to preach, the devil got after it and got plumb out of church. Well, I want you to know, young man, you may be bigger than me, but I'm still your preacher. Amen? Yeah. They wasn't a week went by that I didn't call your name. And I told God, God, it ain't your will for him to be out there serving the devil. God, bring him back. Get him back. There he sits this morning. Amen. That's my prayer right there. And I just want, I'm going to testify. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for hearing my prayer. Several years ago, I got all kind of prayers in the middle section, but several years ago, Brother Jay was sitting right there where Terry's at, Brother Stacy. That was his spot, and if it was here, that's where he'd be. He come, stood up right there during the singing. He looked at me and said, just like this. He called me down there in that altar. He said, I want you to help me pray that Jason would get in church. He said, that's my boy, and I love him more than anything in the world. He said, I want you to pray God get a hold of his heart. Oh, boy. About 3 weeks after Brother Jay went home, I made a mess. About 3 weeks after Brother Jay went home to be with the Lord, old Jason bowed right there and got that thing about his heart settled with God. We'll fix all this later. I'm just happy this morning. Brother Terry Fennell, another one of our preacher boys, called out of this church. Same way. Boy, the old devil got him. He's had every one of us one time or another, ain't he? We ain't above it. Heard him shout and worship this morning. Preached for me a few weeks ago. That's my prayer. And I just don't want it to go unsaid that I ain't thankful and I ain't grateful this morning. Saw one of my best friends on the altar this morning. Old Mike, Brother Terry's little brother. Ain't no telling it the days I prayed God touch Mike's heart and do something for him. Man, I'm sorry, boy, but that just thrills my heart. To know that God cares enough to hear when I pray. Yes, yes, you're glad you saved this morning. Say amen. Amen. I want to preach. I just, man, every now and then it don't hurt. Just throw up your hands and just say, thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to begin our missions conference this week. And I don't know, sometimes that word conference don't really set real well with me. And I ain't knocking people having conferences or anything like that. I'd rather just say we're going to have a missions revival. How about that? That's an old-timey word, amen. Everybody wants to have conferences and I don't know what else they call them. Summits and all. And that's all right, but I'd just rather have revival. I'm sorry, I got to get rid of this cough drop. I know that's rude, but it'd be better than spitting it on Brother Rusty. I can just see it sticking right there between his eyes. I, I imagine that all the time. Lord, I'm going to spit one of them cough drops in Cherry Halls, and they're going to look like a dot head sitting out there. Amen. This morning, I want you to get your mind thinking into the direction of missions. Missions. What is missions? What is missions? We have some soldiers, ex-soldiers in our church this morning. We've got some leading in worship other places in the building. But Brother Greg Nix was in the Army, just retired from the Army. And when they would get orders in Afghanistan and Iraq and different places that they would be given a mission. Is that right? I mean, you would report to headquarters, and headquarters would say, here is your mission. In other words, this is the objective that I want you to go out in the field and reach this objective. This is the place that I want you to overtake. I want you to overcome. This is the battle that is set before you. This is your mission. And I think a lot of times, and as a church, as we think of missions, we think of other people. Are you okay? I'll read some scripture in a minute. Y'all just hold on. I'm looking at the clock, and I know if you was at the Methodist church, you'd already be out, but you ain't. You here. So you might as well get all you can out of it. Amen? When we think about missions, we're prone to think about somebody somewhere else in a foreign country doing something for God. But I'm afraid missions is a whole lot more than that. Of course, we believe in worldwide missions. We're going to hear from some missionaries this week. Brother Doug Burton, who is going to leave on February the 7th, got all their support, got their passport stamped. I shouldn't spoil it. He's excited to tell you about it. They're on their way to Papua New Guinea. Yeah. Amen. Some of y'all couldn't find it if you had a map laying in front of you. Amen. But I'm afraid sometimes we get to thinking of missions in such a way that it's so far out of sight that it puts it so far out of our mind. But missions is not just something across the seas or on the other side of the world. Missions is something that is right here at home. In our old building in Dallas, as you walked out the doors to walk out toward Happy Valley Church Road, Brother Deal, remember there's a sign over the door. Anybody remember what it said? You are now entering the mission field. I want you as a church member, as a saved person, to start looking at your workplace like Brother BJ does as a mission field. Start looking at your family reunions and your social gatherings as a mission field. Instead of it being the Ruatan Club and T-ball, I want you to make that your mission field. Amen? In Acts chapter number 1, we're going to look at verse number 8. Jesus has been crucified, risen from the dead. He's giving his disciples instructions before he leaves. And I believe the instruction that he gives has much to do with missions. A lot of times missionaries will come through on deputation. Deputation means they're raising money to go to the mission field. I have some peculiar thoughts about that. I differ with a lot of Bible colleges and what they teach. I think some of them don't need to be raising money to go. They just need to be going. Amen. I'd be a fool to try to raise support to go start a church in Alabama. I know it's contrary to what a lot teach, what a lot believe. I got a burden to start a church in Alabama. I'm going to go over there and get a job. That's just, you don't have to believe that way. That's just the way I feel. Amen? Amen. Anyway, we're all missionaries. If you're saved, you are a missionary. Amen. In Acts chapter number 1, the Lord's given his disciples some instruction. He said in verse number 8, but ye shall receive power. Hang on right there. The problem we've got in our churches today is they're bypassing point number 1. We've got a lot of powerless Christians and a lot of powerless ministries going on in our society. They're putting an education over power. They're putting denomination over power. Amen. Hey, I'm a Baptist. I'm Baptist to the bone. I'm Baptist born, Baptist bred. I die, I'll be Baptist dead. Somebody said, what would you be if you weren't a Baptist? I'd be embarrassed. That's what I'd be.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm Baptist by doctrine. By what this Bible teaches, and that's where it lines up. But I do not put the name Baptist above the power of Almighty God. We've got people putting so much emphasis on education that they require a missionary to spend so many years in college before they go to a given field. How many people die and go to hell while you're sitting in some college somewhere? Don't get me wrong, I'm not against education. I'm for it. But we cannot replace education from the power of God. Hey, without the power of God, we're a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. I'm talking about the old-fashioned power of God that would fill an old corn-fed country preacher who could not read a lick, and he would raise up his voice like a trumpet and preach what thus saith the Lord, and people would be born again. There's an old song that says, oh Lord, send the power. Just now.
Yes, sir.
We need common sense.
Amen.
We need organization.
Yes, sir.
We need those things.
Yeah.
The bigger numbers we have, the more organized we need to be to handle it. I'm not a fool. But we need not replace the power of God with organization.
Amen.
We need not replace the power of God with oratory skill.
Amen.
I was listening, driving to Kentucky. You get into the state of Tennessee, every other FM station in Tennessee is a gospel station. There's more gospel radio in Tennessee than any other state in the Union, I believe. Man, I'm walking on cough drops. Anyhow, I was thumbing through there. I was trying to find some good preaching as I was driving through it. And I got this guy. I don't know who he was, what church. Might have been a fine fella. I don't know. But boy, you talk about skill. He had some oratory skill. He was a speaker. What's the difference between a speaker and a preacher? Bill Clinton is a speaker. Barack Obama is a speaker. We all right? Joel Osteen is a speaker. The difference between a preacher and a speaker is the anointing and the unction of the power of Almighty God. I ain't never gonna get this preached. It ain't what I say. It ain't how I say it, but it's who I say it through. I present the gospel, and then it's the power of God. This ain't in my notes. I don't know. I just don't want to get to the place where we bypass the power of God in here. I want the power of God on the singing. I want it on the piano playing. Amen. And I certainly want it on the preaching. He said, but ye shall receive power. We ought to do like them disciples did and just sit still till we get hooked up.
You're right. Amen, preacher.
Amen. Savonarola, one of the old-time preachers from the 1800s, sat on the platform for 5 hours refusing to speak. Thousands in attendance. They said, what's he doing? Somebody said, he's waiting on the power of God. He refuses to move without it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They said he had sat on the platform for 5 hours with his head bowed, waiting till he felt the power of God. And they said not one soul would get up and leave. They said they knew the power that was to come would be worth the wait.
Amen.
Let's make sure we don't replace the power of God with formalized worship. The Lord said in the last days there'd be a crowd. There'd be a crowd that have a form of godliness, but they'd deny the power thereof. All over this country this morning, there's churches having church, and they look churchy, and they act churchy, and everything about it says church, but lives aren't being changed, and hearts aren't being touched. I'm telling you, when you go out like you came in, and nothing bothers you, something is wrong. Somebody said, I don't like your church. It makes me uncomfortable. Well, glory, glory to God. You spent Saturday night in the bar, sitting on a bar stool. I don't want you comfy on Sunday morning. I want you squirming like these rattlesnakes on the floor. Amen. Jonathan Edwards preached that message, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. And they said he read his sermon, Brother Terry, word for word. Read it. And said people lifted their feet off the floor and were screaming because the flames of hell were burning their feet. You say, what is that? That's the power of God. It's something that we have forfeited in our day. And we need to see it move and work again. Oh, my soul. He said, you shall receive power after that. Here's a Bible word. Holy Ghost. I like that. It's come upon you. The Holy Ghost ain't a thing, by the way. It's a person. It's a person of the Godhead. Who is the Holy Ghost? He's God and God the Son in spirit. That's who he is. He is the Spirit of God. Amen. Y'all all right? I think we need the Holy Ghost. It's come upon you, and not before then, but only after then, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, look at me, that's home. Both in Jerusalem, are you listening? That's home. Villa Rica's a mission field.
Yes, sir, Richard.
If you live in Dallas, that's a mission field.
Yes, sir.
If you live in Rock Mart, that's a mission field. If you live in Temple, that's a mission field. If you live in Douglasville, that's a mission field.
Amen, preacher.
And you're a missionary.
Yes, sir.
Are we okay?
Amen.
He said both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria. How about that? What's that? That's Cartersville.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's Atlanta, Buford, and Athens. Amen. The outer line regions around us. We all right?
Amen.
He said, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Yeah.
Wow. How am I supposed to be a missionary in the uttermost parts of the earth? Ah, you're going to hear a lot about that this week.
Amen.
Amen. Every time somebody gets saved from one of our missionaries that I help support, I wrote my missions check this morning. I have a part in that.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I've never been to China. Never been. Never been. Far as I'm concerned, never will. Have no desire. Somebody said, Brother Eddie, why don't you go on the foreign mission field? I don't want to.
Amen.
I've never had a desire. God's going to have to put that in my heart. I've never had a desire. I just haven't. Maybe I should, and y'all pray for me. I ain't never had.
Amen.
I had a preacher friend of mine just went to Africa and stayed 3 weeks. I said, go for it. He said, go with me. I said, I'll pray for it. My prayers be with you. Amen. Amen. Never been, but I got representatives over there. Are you all right?
Amen.
I'm having a part of it. I believe in world missions, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I believe in local missions, by the way.
Amen.
Amen. Now, here's what I'm afraid. In our churches, missions. What is missions? What is our mission? That we shall be witnesses.
Amen.
In Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, uttermost parts of the earth. There's our mission.
Amen.
There's our mission. There's our mandate. In Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 15, the Lord said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes,
go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm afraid the church of Christ in these latter days is missing the mission and missing the mandate.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel is the main thing we do. Are y'all all right?
Amen.
Listen, I called Brother Fred's down at the radio station this morning, or he was when I called early. Brother Fred's down there manding the helm, and we appreciate you, Brother Fred, and we're broadcasting live right now, and we thank God for him. But there is something that is broadcasting the signal that I'm preaching right now.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I called Brother Fred this morning. I said, where's our antenna? He sits right over there by Brother Charles's house, over there by the Paulding County Jail. He said, it's 200 feet tall.
Yeah.
Y'all listening?
Yeah.
I can't see it from here.
Yeah.
But it's the main thing, and it's getting the job done.
Amen. Yeah.
I had a phone call from Canton, Georgia one day, said they heard our broadcast. Amen. That antenna that's 200 feet high, that's the main thing. It's getting the message out. Our main responsibility as a church is to get the message of the Lord Jesus Christ out to a lost and a dying world. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hey, we do a lot of other stuff. We got a lot of other stuff going on, Brother Mitt William mentioned this ladies thing down here, the sign up, all the things that the ladies could get involved in. He said there's a million other things going on. He lied, there's not a million. Probably a couple hundred thousand where you can get involved, amen. No, there is a lot going on. But hey, a lot of these things going on, they're not the main thing. They're secondary things.
Yes, sir.
That big tower in Dallas, 200 feet high, sending out the signal that I'm preaching right now. Hey, it's going real time.
Amen.
Sister Marie Norton, God bless her heart. You know what she's doing? She's sitting by her radio right now saying, preach, Brother Eddie. That's right. Amen. Granny Faye is sitting in her living room this morning and she's listening, saying, that's right, grandson. You preach the word of God. Amen. And people are hearing the word of God this morning. Because the main thing is the main thing.
Amen.
Attached to that antenna this morning are guy wires. There's many of them.
Yeah.
They're big cables, and they're anchored deep in the ground, and they stretch up toward that antenna. You know what they're there for? They're not sending the signal.
That's right.
But they're supporting what is.
Amen. Come on,
amen. If we're not careful, we'll let the guy wires become the main thing.
Amen.
And forsake the main thing.
Amen.
I'm for Patch and Pee-wee, but it ain't the same thing. It ain't the main thing. I'm for the youth group, but it ain't the main thing. I'm for the ladies group. Hey, they got a shower this afternoon. Ain't nothing in the Bible says we ought to give bridal shower.
That's right. Come on, preacher.
So it ain't the main thing.
That's right.
Are y'all all right?
Amen,
ain't nothing in the Bible said we ought to have suppers to raise money for the ladies'
come
day.
On,
so it can't be the main thing.
That's right.
Ain't nothing in the Bible said we should have a ladies group. So it can't be the main thing.
Amen, preacher.
But there is something in the Bible that said go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the main thing.
Amen.
And as long as I got breath in my body, amen, and volume enough to tell you, that's going to be the main thing.
Amen.
We're going to preach Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. That is the main thing. You won't go to heaven when you die because you belong to a youth choir. You'll go to heaven when you die because you got washed in the blood of the dear Lamb of God. You ain't going to heaven when you die because you sang a special in church or played a piano or any other instrument. You won't go to heaven when you die because you helped somebody off of crack cocaine. The only reason you're going to heaven is the main thing. And let's not miss the main thing.
That's right.
God delivered you out of a life of sin.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
God delivered you from a destiny in hell.
Amen.
That you might go tell another.
Yes, sir.
Who's headed that way that he don't have to go.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. Our mandate is to preach the gospel to every creature. Is it good to help people off drugs? Sure it is. Any way you look at it, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but it ain't the main thing. Let me tell you something. My son's sitting here this morning. God, I probably shouldn't use this, I know. But I'd rather him go to heaven with a coke habit.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on, preacher.
Than go to hell.
Amen.
Without it.
Yes, sir.
That's a little harsh, isn't it? God forbid my son have a coke habit or a meth habit or anything else. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is that he knows Christ as his Savior. Everything else is an afterthought. Listen, I don't think the Lord minds clothing people who need clothes. We have a clothes closet. Miss Diane does a wonderful job with that. We have a clothes closet. Miss Stacy helps out. We have a clothes closet. People line up to get clothes. That ain't the main thing.
You're right.
I don't care what kind of clothes. You can put the finest stuff from the mall on their back. They go into, they leaving this world naked just like they come in. Amen. They ain't taking that stuff with them. I think it's okay to feed hungry people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. What's that organization on TV all the time? ASEF? Is that it? Somebody help me. ASEF, something like ACEF, something like that. And they always got the girl who used to play on All in the Family. Yeah, Struthers, Sally Struthers. Oh, for 40 cents a day, you can feed. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm not being negative. I'm not against that. It's okay to feed hungry people.
Yeah.
But it's not the main thing.
Yeah,
they show these little kids with a swelled up bellies, and of course that touches your heart, and they get this bowl of mush. Surely I can do better than a bowl of mush, amen? If I'm going to feed them, I'm going to give them some meat, amen?
Amen.
Anyhow, and it touches your heart. And the next thing, it shows them in a little uniform, and they're sitting in school getting an education.
Yeah.
Or they're in a line at a doctor's office, and they're getting immunizations, and they're getting shots and all this. And it's a wonderful thing to do all these things. What good is it if they go to hell with a belly full of mush and a uniform on their back and an immunization in their arm, but no Christ in their heart? Sounds like I'm being awful this morning. I'm not being awful. I'm for every single one of those things. I'm for feeding the hungry. You better know I am.
Amen.
I don't know how many offerings I've took up right here to put groceries in somebody's house. I'm for putting clothes on somebody's back. If I wouldn't, we'd shut that mess down out there right now. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If I wasn't for it, I am for it. I'm for educating a child. I am for it. I'm for giving medical attention to a child. I am for it. But what I am against is bypassing the main thing to meet all the physical needs while the soul is spiritually starving to death. Amen. We do not support one medical missionary.
Amen. Preach. Stay on.
I'm not against them. I just don't think it's the main thing.
Yeah.
We support gospel preaching missionary.
Amen.
I hope you're all right.
Preach.
That's the main thing. What good is it to go to a remodeled basketball coliseum and sit with thousands of other people and be taught that you shouldn't eat white bread, that you should eat whole wheat, that you should eat nuts and fruits and vegetables and feel better about yourself? Is that stuff true?
Yep.
Sure it is. But it ain't the main thing. Brother Rusty said no. Amen. I'm for Cinnabons. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Biscuit and gravy. I'd rather go to heaven with my arteries stopped up like a sewer than go to hell with a good heart. Our mandate is to preach the gospel to every creature. By the way, if you're in here this morning and you're lost and on your way to hell, if you don't get saved, you're going to burn forever and ever and ever. But I've got good news for you. You don't have to. Jesus took your place and paid your price. Amen. That is the gospel this morning. The mandate. Go. That's a mandate. That's an order. That's an order. We're not a soul-winning church because we're Baptist. We're not a soul-winning church because we're independent. We're a soul-winning church because we have a mandate from on high. That is our commission. That is our mission to see people saved. Amen. I love revival meeting. I love seeing people get right with God. I love seeing marriages put back together. I love seeing teenagers get out of the wickedness that they're in. But my favorite thing in church is to see people born again.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't no excuse for leaving here on your way to hell. Amen. There is a mandate behind missions. Then there is a motive. There is a motive. Let me say it again. There is a motive. I honestly believe with all my heart there are missionaries on the field who are on vacation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're receiving support from God's people, and they're nothing more than thieves.
Yeah. Amen, preacher.
I don't believe it's any we support. If I thought it was, we'd cut them off about that fast.
Yeah.
Amen. I've met people. I travel all over this country. I've met people. I've got prayer cards stuck everywhere. You can imagine to stick a missionary's prayer card. Preacher, pray for us. We've got a heavy burden to go to Aruba. That's me too.
Yeah.
Does Aruba need the gospel? Yes.
Amen.
But it better be the only reason you got a burden.
Yes, sir.
God judges our motives.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16, the greatest missionary who ever lived said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Hey, the power of the gospel must be our motive that people miss hell. Why do you invite people to church? Your motive better be to see sinners saved.
Amen.
Everything else is an afterthought.
Amen.
Everything else is an afterthought. I've had people going through divorce. I've had men come to my house. I've had them come into my office and say, "Preacher, I need to get saved. My wife has left me." Wrong motive.
Amen.
You don't get saved so your wife will come back.
That's right.
I got a good feeling if that's the reason you got saved, you ain't.
Amen.
You get saved because you're sorry you're a sinner.
Amen.
You don't want to bust hell wide open.
Yes, sir.
And you want to go to heaven when you die. Are y'all okay?
Amen.
People do so many things under the wrong motive. Amen.
Yes, sir.
My motive is not that the hungry might be fed.
Right.
That the naked might be clothed.
Amen.
That the ignorant might be educated. That the sick might be inoculated.
Amen.
Amen. My motive is that the lost might be translated, amen. Converted, saved, born again. Amen. I love Brother Harvey Ware. He'll be here tomorrow night. That old man's got a burden. How old is Brother Harvey? 70? 72. 72 years old, man. Has got as much zeal and a burden for lost people as any young preacher I know. Boy, I love him. Brother, I love what he's doing. He's starting churches where there ain't none. Amen. I have people call me, and boy, I say too much sometimes, I know, but I have people call. I've had messages on my machine when I came in this morning, missionaries wanting to come by and raise support to go to a town where there's 700 churches already. Everybody wants to go where it's easy. Everybody wants to go to a major city and build a mega church.
Amen,
you ain't wanting to do something for God. You want to make a name for yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Thank God for an old man that wants to go out in the Midwest where there ain't a Baptist church three and a half hours away.
Amen.
And start a church in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of Yankees that are stooped in Catholicism,
yes,
and ain't looking for a Baptist preacher to come to town. Amen.
Amen.
They don't roll out the red carpet and have a parade when them boys come in. They look at him like a calf staring at a new gate. Oh, Caleb, we'll talk to Caleb, I think, tomorrow night. Brother Caleb Hewlings in Trinidad, Colorado. Hey, was the sex change capital of the world.
Amen.
It's where they did more sex changes. They don't now, but they did more sex changes there than any place in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, Caleb went out there to plant a gospel work, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. The right motive. I want our motives to be right.
Amen.
Amen. I write checks every week. I pay bills. Y'all have bills? Sunday, the first day of the week, I write the first two checks that I owe every week. My tithes is number one. My missions check is number two. Brother Tom King, our treasurer, he's sitting around here somewhere. He'll tell you if I'm lying, I'm dying. I write that check before I even figure my bills. Amen. And my motive behind that is not that God will bless me. I'm going to write those checks whether God blesses me or not. Now, that's the motive behind a lot of this televangelistic preaching that's going on. If you'll give, God will bless you. That ain't why I give. I wrote my tithes. I've gave back 10% plus more like, anyway, I gave more than my tithe, more than 10%, because I figure, oh, God, I give a waitress 15. All she did was fill up my tea. God kept me out of hell. Kept my marriage together,
yes.
Saved my children.
Amen.
Figure I can do a little better than 10, amen?
Yes, sir.
My motive ain't that God will bless me. God's already blessed me. My motive in writing that missions check, that's my second check. My first check is that this work might go on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm not going to write that second one without I wrote this one. I'm not going to send money to China to support a work over there if I ain't going to support what I'm a part of right here. Some of y'all going to hear from some missionaries this week, and God's going to touch your heart. Ain't no doubt about it. You're going to hear from Brother Harvey, and God's going to touch your heart. And you're going to want to commit to give such and such to missions. But if you're already robbing God of tithes, I write that second check. My motive is that a portion of that may print a gospel tract, may print some literature, may put a Bible in some lost child's hand on a mission field somewhere. My motive is that people are born again. That's our motive as a church. Amen? Then there's the method behind mission. The mandate, the motive, and then the method. The method is preaching. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible said, how shall they hear without a what? A preacher. Didn't say nothing about a brush pilot. I have people call all the time. I'm a missionary going to such and such. I'm a pilot. My job is, and that's good. They need them. They need pilots to fly them to those different islands and all that. But it ain't the main thing. And it ain't the method. The method is preaching. Yeah. Hey, if you're going to preach when you land that plane, let her rip, tater chip.
Amen, preacher.
Y'all all right? Yeah. Well, we're going to go and start Bible clubs. Wonderful. Are you going to preach?
Yeah, come on.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. By the way, I believe in preaching. I don't think it involves a turtleneck and a bar stool. And some sissified preacher with a golf shirt on, a pair of shorts and a flip-flop giving you a little motivational speech. I think preaching gets where you live. Amen. I think preaching's that kind of stuff, like it or lump it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right? Does it good? Does you good if it makes you mad every now and then?
Amen, preacher.
I don't like that preacher. He preached on my sin. That's a good sign. You ought to go
Amen,
back.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm against some of these missionaries. Their motive, their method is to go to a foreign country and Americanize everybody.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Did you know? And this is just from my personal experience. Most national people on a foreign mission field despise most American missionaries.
You're right, preacher.
Y'all all right? Because they're not truly born again if they're not wearing a suit and a tie. Do you know how hot it gets in Africa?
Yes, sir.
Be an idiot. Boy, I just lost half of y'all right there. The method is not to make everybody American. The method is to make everybody saved. You got that? It's the power of God unto salvation. Not American traditions. Not American standards. Salvation. Now, I know I got a buddy of mine, Brother Jeremy Pinero. He's in the islands of Vanuatu, just off the coast of New Zealand. And they go into the jungles. First thing they do when they see a white man, they will run and surround you and start feeling you. You know what they're doing? They're seeing how much meat you got on you. They're looking to see whether you're going to sit at their table or roast in their pot.
Amen.
Are you listening? Brother Jeremy said he made a big joke. He showed me pictures. And these tribal men, they give them this little thing to wear. And it just covers them. You know what they call that? A Baptist tie. You remember that? That's what they call their little covering, a Baptist tie. Amen. They cover the women not much more than they cover the men. And that's a Baptist dress. Amen. They're not there to change their culture. Are you listening? They're there to change their standing with God.
Amen.
Now, I love to see the pictures. Oh, I got to quit. I love to see the pictures from missionaries with all the little kids in a grass-thatched hut school, and they've all got on their little white shirts and their ties. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that's not the method.
That's right.
Our method is not to make everybody look like us.
That's right.
Amen. Our method is to keep people out of hell. Brother Charles reads our mission letters. My favorite ones are the ones that give reports of people being born again. Our job's to populate heaven. Do you understand that? Amen. And I ain't talking about them goofy Muslims with their virgins and all that junk. That's straight out of hell. Amen. I'm talking about seeing people born again. Our mandate, go. Our motive. See people saved. Our method, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Our message. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It doesn't matter whether you're speaking Swahili, Japanese, Chinese, Mexicanese. It doesn't matter. What's your language? Amen. The message is the same. Jesus saves. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. For all have sinned. Did you know you're sitting here this morning because of some missionaries?
Right.
Did you know that? The great awakening that swept through our country way back under. You know that started because of some missionaries?
Yes, sir.
Couple of brothers named Wesley came over from England.
Yes, sir.
One of them wasn't even saved. But brought the gospel. Are you listening? Hey, the American Indians, they believed in a creator.
Amen.
Nature itself teaches there's a creator.
Amen.
They were worshiping when missionaries got here. They just didn't have any direction to point their worship. So they worshiped what they could see and hear, the wind and the sun and the moon and the stars. They worshiped all that. They knew there's a creator. Yeah. Well, some missionaries came and said, hey, let us get your worship focused in the right direction.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We're here because of missionaries. I believe heaven's going to be populated because of missionaries.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm a missionary Baptist preacher. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. I don't know, I just felt like it's the Lord's will get you thinking about it a little bit this morning. Amen? Hey, if you're saved, you ought to have a heart for mission. You're on your way to heaven, you ought to have a heart for mission. Hey, Brother Robbie, right here, raise your hand, Brother Robbie. Brother Robbie, third Friday night, fourth Friday night of every month, Brother Robbie takes a mission trip. You want to go on a mission trip? You want to go on a mission trip? Oh, yeah, man, I want to go on a mission trip. All right. Fourth Friday night of February, Brother Robbie will be taking a mission trip. Leave right here at 6 o'clock.
Amen.
Where are they going? Are they going to Mexico? Are they going to Honduras? Are they going to Atlanta.
Right.
To the Atlanta Baptist City Rescue Mission. That's a mission trip.
Amen,
y'all all right?
Amen, brother.
Listen, Brother Todd, y'all come get us a song. Miss Elizabeth, if y'all come, maybe sing a verse this morning. I don't even know how to give the invitation. But God, wake us up. Give us a heart. And a burden for people dying and going to hell. If giving an extra dollar or two a week will help somebody out of hell, I'm in. I'm in. But God, you got a burden in our hearts. Not just make it an action in the flesh, but something that's born out of a burden in our heart. Listen, let's bow our heads this morning. Ain't nobody looking around. I'd hate to even mention salvation as much as I did this morning. And not give somebody an opportunity to partake of what I have and know in my heart. I wonder if there's one here today. You said, preacher, I'm not 100% sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Hey, I'd like to pray for you. I wouldn't come to you, wouldn't embarrass you. I'm not in the business of dragging people to an altar. I just want to pray for you.
You say, "Preacher, I'm not 100% sure if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. I don't want to die and go to hell. Just please remember me when you pray." Just slip up your hand. Anybody? How about it this morning? Why don't you be honest with yourself? Be honest with God. "Preacher, I'm not sure. Pray for me." Anybody? How about this? "Preacher, I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But pray, God, and increase my burden. I get so caught up in myself and what's going on in my own life, I seem to forget there's people all over dying and going to hell. Pray God would give me a greater burden for lost people." Hands all over this building. Father, you saw every hand. You know every heart. God, deal with us accordingly. Father, I pray for a real missions revival at Happy Valley Baptist Church this week. Have your way. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Y'all sing. God.